This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. Waging her way through an illness in Prince George, BC, joining us over the line today is Rowan Whittakis. Thank you so much for joining us today. A part of maintaining a healthy lifestyle and becoming more resilient to sickness is, of course, nutritious and local food. Would you agree, Rowan?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Thanks again for picking up the line today. There's a nasty bug going around, but I'm happy you could make a moment for us here at CIFA Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You are advocating for local food and local food sovereignty with your most recent project, Food Systems North, PG. Would you care to describe your organization and some of the players who are involved right now?
Yeah, so I'm with Everyone at the Table Prince George. We're a food system, food security, food sovereignty organization in Prince George. And we work a lot of different projects on the ground and in different forms to invest into the broad scope that is a food system. And one of the that we're working on right now, we've called it the Food Systems North PG project. So this project specifically, we got funding for to work to support a local food charter and food policy council. So those essentially are working at trying to bring the community vision together and forward to inform food system investments, and also bring key food system and also us as eaters kind of together to inform action that takes place to enhance our food system and create a food system that is servicing our community and us as eaters within it.
Who is supporting your activities financially? Who is the grant through?
This grant was through the Public Health Association of BC. They put out funding in the fall, and that funding went out, all of the North could apply for it.
Sounds like you're in a position to get some things done. And this is a fairly nebulous environment, the area of local food production, food sovereignty. But you're trying to connect some of these disparate elements, not just the people producing food, but also people consuming that food. You know, who are some of the stakeholders that are involved? Who are you trying to bring together and who's on board?
Who are the stakeholders? That would be, of course, us as community members and eaters informing, but it also would be food producers, it would be food distributors, it would be local food providers such as restaurants, food processors, it would be food access organizations that are providing services, it would be other community food groups that are running food programming. It would be connecting with Northern Health. It'd be connecting with the municipal government. It'd be connecting with the regional district. It would be trying to bring all the different parties together to be connected, have conversation, know what one of each other are doing, to all be on the same page of being aware of what the needs are and how we can all work together. In this project, we're referencing a food charter and food policy council, but ultimately these are just trying to work to better the food system at large. So the input from anyone and everybody, all community members, all organizations, all professionals, all people working in the food system, big or small, will be very valuable to informing this project and what we're going to share out afterwards. So I would encourage everyone to come to the events or send us an email through our contact or on Facebook or reach out to us. And we're also happy to meet one-on-one. Yeah, just love to hear people where they're at and what they'd like to see. The food system is a touch point in everyone's lives, of course, but then also throughout community and throughout our economy. So with these projects, a food charter is essentially a visionary document that can help guide future investments. So a lot of food charters might be connected directly to the municipal government to help guide actions, but it can also help with like research, food research, but also food organizations that are trying to invest in local food systems. It can help guide like what are the identified priorities, where are there opportunities to work together and collaborate. And then the Food Policy Council is more so would be that action group that kind of works to hit the ground with those ideas. So Food Policy Councils, that's where it comes in bringing all, like you mentioned, like the different stakeholders in a food system together to do work on these projects. And so at large, both of these, the main goal is to get everyone together in terms of informing and speaking to what the needs are of the food system, what might be lacking, where are the barriers, and to have a really like comprehensive view that is community informed that can guide where future actions happen. Because a lot of the influence comes in, of course, from like external actors, external food system influencers, and large corporate entities that really have a big say, whether we want to or not, in how our food systems are operated and what they look like. So this would be more of bringing that back to the community voice and values that can inform investments.
The activity that you're undertaking here, it isn't just spontaneous. It's something you've been working on for quite a while. And actually already there is a Facebook group that is 1,100 people strong, the Prince George Food Hub. And part of this activity is kind of gathering all this interest in food security and local food sovereignty and getting some direction behind it, if I understand that correctly. And you're hoping to corral it into an event, an online event. Can you describe when that event is and just what the intention of that is?
Yeah, so like you mentioned, there's been a lot of amazing work that's been taking place in our community for a long time. Like the local Food PG Society and April Audison started that Facebook group you referenced. And so it's building off of that momentum and off of a lot of like informed need for more connection and collaboration and an organization. And so this project, we are going to be hosting a few events. And these are going to be like open house events, invitation to anyone that can attend, that will be taking place in the community. So two of them are going to be in-person events, and then we are going to provide an online option as well. So we have one open house taking place on Monday, April 14th. That will be from 5:30 to 7:30. And this one's going to be focused on informing that food vision for our community that could help structure the development of a food charter. But really, it's just a great opportunity to get people together to have that conversation about where our food system is at and vision where it could be to inform that. So this is going to take place at the Aboriginal Housing Society. And then we're going to have a second workshop that's going to happen on Monday, May 12th. Also from 5:30 to 7:30. And this is going to build off of the first one. And this one's going to be more focused on developing that Food Policy Council. So like what action could take place to in response to that vision that would come from the food charter or that visionary document. So this would be what an action group could do. So that could be food programming, that could be advocacy, that could be engagement with the municipal, provincial, or federal governments. Like it could be so many different things. But that event will be happening on May 12th, and that one's going to be at the Prince George Native Friendship Center.
Do you want to just mention the dates again?
So there's the Monday, May 12th, 5:30 to 7:30. And then there's also the Monday, April 14th. That's the first one from 5:30 to 7:30. And then we are going to host an online gathering as well, which we haven't set that date, but that's probably going to be towards the end of May.
So you mentioned some of the action items that could conceivably come out of a group that is pursuing advocacy for local food sovereignty. It's difficult to speculate at this point, but what do you think may be perhaps the highest priority, or if you had to pick like the top three, what do you think? What do you predict?
Yeah, that's a big question because, of course, like there's a lot going on with food systems at this time. And I can see the difference between what are the main concerns and then what could be some of the priority actions to support that. Because, of course, food prices is a big concern right now. And then the access to food and the diversity of food. So I think with those, a lot of people are turning their gaze a lot to local regional food production and local regional food systems, and like how can those be more sustainable and service our populations better while strengthening our own economies. So I can see a high priority being around that. Then of course, access to food is always a big one in terms of equitable access to like local grocery stores and certain products. And then depending on where people are coming from, a big common thread is also just wanting more connection and collaboration between people doing a lot of food work, because there's a lot of people out there doing wonderful things. And, you know, if we're more connected and informed and we can work together, then I think we can better support the community that we're working to really help a bit better in many different ways.
Since the emerging topic of cross-border trade and tariffs and this kind of thing has come into our news cycle, have you noticed any increased enthusiasm for the type of work you've been doing around local food sovereignty?
Yeah, I would say from my personal experience and conversations that I've been a part of, I would say there's definitely a change taking place. And for example, I've heard that the downtown farmers market has been busier than ever recently. And there was the CD Saturday on March 1st, and it was by far the busiest CD Saturday that I've ever seen. And organizers said that as well. The amount of people that were there and that were genuinely interested in learning a lot more and having really in-depth conversations about local food and wanting to start growing and producing their own foods, it was quite significant. And just the conversations, the dialogue around food that just seems to be out and about right now seems to be more than before. It seems to be somewhat paralleling and echoing the around COVID when there was more of a gaze on food and food systems that took place when all the disruptions were happening.
If people are interested in getting involved, attending the events, or just learning more, what are some contact points they could reach out to?
We have a page for this project specifically on there. So Everyone at the Table website is letseatlocalpg.com. And so if you go to that website, you'll see a tab for Food Systems North PG Project. So if you go on there, it does list a bit more info about the project. It has our contact information on there, some links to learn a bit more about what is a food charter and what's the Food Policy Council. It also lists the workshops that are upcoming. And in addition to that, we did already hold a Justice, Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Food System workshop in February. But on the website here, we have links to the content that was provided to us, as well as the recording from the workshop. In addition to that, we have a Facebook page, so you can find us at Food Systems North Project PG on Facebook. And on there, we have our upcoming events under the events tab and a link to the website from that page.
Oh, thanks so much for your time, Ryan. I hope you feel better soon. I hope you're doing all right.
And all right.
Bye for now.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.